This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, for the last number of years, we've been learning on Friday what we call Gateway to Tefillah. We've been going through the parts of the davening. And for past more than a year, we've been learning Psukei Dezimra. And I would like for the new year to begin Berachas Kriyas Shema, the new part of davening. But I would like to spend the next two sessions reviewing the basic ideas that we learned about Psukei Dezimra. Number one, Ikar HaLimud Hi HaChazara, the main learning is review. And I think if there's anything that we really need to reinforce, it's what we say in our tefillos, because this is something that is relevant every day. I want to thank my dear friend, Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, for sponsoring these shiurim, the Zecher Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, the Neshama Shehaven Aliyah. And I think these shiurim serve a major tayalas. So I'd like to spend the next 2 weeks. Next Friday, I'm not going to be in town. So it'll be this Friday and the following Friday. And then Bezos Hashem, for the new year, we're going to start with Baruch Hu and Psukei and Brachos Kriyas Shema. So today we're going to discuss Mizmar Shir, Baruch Sha'amar, and Hoidu. And if it sounds like a little bit, it took me a very, very long time to prepare this review shir, because I had to go through 22 shiurim, okay? Just to take out the bullet points. And these are not all the information, but this is the main points, at least, that we'll review. We begin with, why do we daven Psukei Dezimra? Tosfos in Brachos Amud Aleph says, because when one daven Shmoneh Esrei, it can't be from levity or lightheadedness, but it should be from a mode of concentration, and that is the reason why we say Psukei Dezimra. But as we mentioned in our Shira on the Parsha, from the Matei Moshe, and from the Sefer Sharei Oira, one of the earliest Mekubalim, Rabbi Yosef Gigtilia, that Dezimra is a lashon of Lezamer Aritzim, to cut off the antagonistic angels that interfere with our prayer. And that's why it's so important not to speak out then, because then those accusatory, prosecuting angels, they return to be Ma'akev our tefillah. Of course, Nosach Ashkenaz begins Psukei Dezimra with Mizmar Shir. Now, what's interesting is, Mizmar Shir is not really part of Psukei Dezimra, although in Nosach Sfarad it has become part of Psukei Dezimra. The Yesod V'Shoresh HaAvoda brings that the Mizmar Shir was instituted by the Arizal. And the Ari legislated that we say this prayer. And we have to understand, well, what does it have to do with Psukei Dezimra? So Aruch HaShulchan explains that Shlomo said Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid when he brought the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he tried to bring the Aron in, and his tefillah was not answered until he invoked the Zchus of David. And when Shlomo invoked the Zchus of David, then he was allowed entry. So too, most of Psukei Dezimra are the words of David HaMelech. So before we say the words of David HaMelech, we, so to speak, want to establish King David's credentials and his righteousness and his love in the eyes of Hashem. So before we before we say the words of King David, who is King David? Oh, who's King David? He's the one that when Shlomo said, Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid, he was allowed entry. The Aron was allowed entry. So this sort of paves the way and establishes the power of what we're about to do. The Brisker Rav brings out a very important idea. We know there are two concepts in Judaism. There's the concept of Malchus Beis David, the Davidic dynasty, and then there's the concept of Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. And one would think that these are two independent concepts. After all, we have in Shmoneh Esrei two brachas, Yerushalayim, which is Jerusalem, and as Tzemach David, the Davidic dynasty. But the Brisker Rav points out that in Vilu Shalayim we say, V'shalayim Yerucham Brachim Tavim V'chi Sei David Avdecha Meher L'Soy Chatochen. We say, establish the throne of David. Well, wait a second. That should be in the next bracha. What's that doing in Yerushalayim? So the Brisker Rav points out that aside from the fact that there's something called Malchus Beis David, Malchus Beis David is needed for Yerushalayim to maximize itself as a sanctified entity. The entity of Yerushalayim is dependent on Malchus Beis David. And this is something we see in the Mizmar Shir Chanukas Vayis LeDavid. Because this is a song that was composed about the inauguration of the temple. So what does it got to do with David? The answer is, it's not a Beis HaMikdash without David. Part of the entity of Beis HaMikdash is David HaMelech. David HaMelech establishes Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. And we point out over here another very important idea, as we've mentioned many times, that when we daven, we're virtually entering the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Every day, that's why we start off, we wash Netilas Yadayim, like a Kohen who's sanctifying his hands from the Kiyar. But it's not just that every day we're entering the temple, it's like every day we're entering the temple on the day the temple was inaugurated. And therefore we begin our prayers, Mizmar Shir Chanukas Beis HaMikdash, as if we're inaugurating the Beis HaMikdash today. We begin with Baruch Sha'amar. Now, there's a major question, because the Gemara doesn't mention Baruch Sha'amar. So where does it come from? The Pri Chadash asks, well, this was not enacted by the times of the Gemara, it must have been later in the times of the Ga'onim. How could the Ga'onim enact a bracha? The Chidah in the Machzik Bracha, he says, no, if you look in the Zayar, we see Baruch Sha'amar existed from the times of the Tana'im. The Yushalmi we mentioned in an earlier shir says, you're now to talk between Yishtabach and Yoitzer. So if Yishtabach existed in the times of Yushalmi, then probably the Chidah says, so did Baruch Sha'amar. The Chidah writes, and the Tzipar and Shamer and the Torah writes, that this is a Shavach that's very elevated, very Gavaya, that has 87 words. 87 words. And the Bach brings that it was enacted by none other than Anshe Knesset HaGdoila. So that also, L'chara answers the Pri Chadash's question. This was not from the Goyim, Anshe Knesset HaGdoila. Based on a tzettel, a piece of paper that came down in HaShamayim. And it has 87 words. By the way, Nusuch Svard says, by Baruch Sha'amar, they say, Ho'aderes ve'ho'emuna. Ha'aderes ve'ha'amuna is the corresponding praise of the heavenly angels. And Ha'aderes ve'ha'amuna also has 87 words. That's why the Magen Avram says you should say Mehulal Befeh Amoy, not Mehulal Befi Amoy, because Befeh has numerical value of 87. There are 10 praises in Baruch Sha'amar, the Shla says, Keneged the 10 statements with which God created the world. The Shla even says the word She'amar is Gematria 541, which is the Rosh Teva, which is the Gematria of the first letter of all 10 Sphirois, Keser, Bina, Das, Keser, Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and we spoke this out last week, brings that Baruch Sha'amar actually has 13 Baruchs, because Psukei Dezimra has 13 parts to it. Now, Reb Schwab had a revolutionary breakthrough with Baruch Sha'amar. Five times in Baruch Sha'amar, we say a lashon of Shevach. Five times in Baruch Sha'amar, we say a lashon of Shevach. What are they? We say, Meshubach, Bishvachais, Unishabechacha, Meshubach, Batishbachais. And that, Reb Schwab says, corresponds to the five parts of Psukei Dezimra, which to me is the most important yediya regarding Psukei Dezimra. The five parts are Negadelcha, Nishabechacha, Nifaercha, Nazkir Shimcha, Vinamlichacha. And today we're only going to talk about one of the parts, and in two Fridays we'll talk about the remaining four. Bli neder b'siyata d'shmaya. The first part is from Hoidu until Ashrei. And that is Negadelcha. And Negadelcha doesn't just mean we will magnify Hashem, but Negadelcha means we will make braiding. And by now I'm sure you all know what it means to braid. There are two ways of praising Hashem. The mashal we give, you could buy your wife a bouquet of flowers, but 12 roses are beautiful. I like white roses. 12 white roses are gorgeous. But sometimes, you know, they don't have so much character. Sometimes a bouquet of flowers with different kinds of flowers has a different kind of touch. And the same thing with praising Hashem. You could praise Hashem by saying one chapter of Tehillim, or you could take verses from throughout Tanakh that have similar themes and braid them together. That's Negadelcha. Neshabechacha is to recognize and appreciate that even those things in this world that seem challenging are Hashem's bracha. Nefa'ercha refers to Pe'er, the crowning era of human history, the Yemais HaMashiach. Those are the five Halalukas. Nazkir Shimcha is Vayivarech David, where we praise the name of Hashem. V'namlichacha is Oz Yasher. Let's begin with Hoidu. We know that Hoidu, Nusach Svard says it before Psukei Dezimra. Why would that be? And we explained, Reb Schwab explained, many explained, based on Seder Olam, that Hoidu was a song that was commissioned by David. It appears in Divrei HaYomim with some discrepancies in Tehillim. And David HaMelech commissioned the song when the Aroin returned to Tzion, and he commissioned the chief singer, Asaf, to compose a song for the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. The song of the Tamid Shel Shachar begins with Hoidu Lashem Kir Vishmai, and it ends, Al Tigu V'meshichoy U'vinviyay Al Tareyu. The song of the Bein Harabayim begins, Shiru Lashem Kal Ha'aretz, and it ends, Baruch Hashem Lekei Somin Ha'olam V'yad Ha'olam. Finished. Why the Chazan says out loud, Ki Kala Kehu Amim Alilim V'Hashem Shamayim Asa, nobody knows. That's the middle of nowhere. He probably says it out loud. It probably is a mistake, because since you have to pause in the middle of that pasuk, so they somehow it got developed that you should say it out loud. One is the Shir Shel Shachar, one is the Shir Shel Ben Harbaim. So technically, this is the song of the Karban Tamid. So it's connected more to Karbanos. So Nosuch Sfarad says it before Psukei Dezimra. By the way, Hoidu, Kiru, Hoidiyu, Shiru, Zamru, Sichu, Hishalilu, Dirshu, Zichru, Zichru, 10 Lashonos correspond to the 10 Makos. The first song of the Tamid Shel Shachar is a song of how Hashem has cared for us in the past. And the song Shiru Lashem Kala Aretz is the song of the future, where we tell the nations of the world, the day will come where you will sing to Hashem, where Yismuchu HaShamayim V'Sagel HaAretz, and we pray for that day, and we say, God, save us, rescue us, so that day should finally come. And now, it ends with, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam V'Ad Ha'olam. And when the people heard the song of Asaf and the Levim, V'Yoimru Kolam, Amen V'Halel LaShem, they said, Amen, and Halel Lashem. By the way, Halel Lashem is just Halleluka broken into two words. And now begins seven braids. Braid number one. Two psukim of bowing to Hashem. Roimimu Hashem Elokeinu v'ishtachavu l'hadam raglav. Bow to God's footstool. That's addressed to the nations of the world. Roimimu Hashem Elokeinu v'ishtachavu l'har kodshoi. Bow to His holy mountain, ki kadosh. That is the gidol, the braiding of the two psukim of Roimimu, hishtachava. We now move to the second gidol. The second gidol is the gidol of rachamim, where we weave together v'hu rachum, which by the way we say four times a day. We weave together atah Hashem le'sichu rachamecha mimeni, and we weave together zechar rachamecha. So we humble ourselves before God. We trust in God's mercy. You know why you could trust in God's mercy? I think because God is so powerful. And we weave together two psukim that mention God's strength three times. Tenu oizalikim. Al yisro gavasai. V'uza b'shcha. No, mikdashecha kelizonosin oiz. Then you say, very nice, God is strong, but I have enemies. No, don't worry. Nekama. We now weave together psukim of nekama. Kel nekama is Hashem. Kel nekama is Sofia. He knows his shayvet arts, a shayvet gomalageim. Two psukim of nekama. By the way, the Chidah writes that you should be mechavein when you say kel nekama is Hashem, kel nekama is Sofia, that Hashem should take revenge for the Asar Haruge Malchus. According to Reb Schwab, Lashem HaYeshua Alam Chavir Chasecha Sela is a continuation. When we declare that God is the God of vengeance, we state that Hashem should bring salvation to the Jewish people. Then comes the Gidul of Tzvakais, two psukim of Tzvakais. Hashem Tzvakais Imanu, God is with us. Hashem Tzvakais Ashe Adam Betechbach. By the way, the Yushalmi says these two psukim should always be on your lips. Then we weave together two psukim of salvation. Hashem Hoshia Melch Yani Vyam Karenu. Hoshia Samecho Varchas Nachu Osecha Urim Venasem Adhoilam. Now, what is Yeshua? Salvation. When we say save us, when we say save us means save us because there's no way out. There's no one else who could help us. There's no individual. There's no benefactor. There's no shliach. There's no intermediary. Save me, Ana Hashem Hoshiana, because you're the only one who could help me. You know, when Klal Yisrael were at the Yam Suf, this is very important. I want to remind you of this. I forgot it. When Klal Yisrael were at the Yam Suf, it says, Vayosha Hashem Bayemahu Esyom Yam Suf. God saved them. What did the Jewish people do? They cried out. Vayitzaku el Hashem. They cried out to God. Rashi says, Tavsu umanus avusam. They grabbed the practice of their forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham enacted Shachris, Yitzchak enacted Mincha, Yaakov enacted Marav. Asked Reb Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Klal Yisrael were following in the ways of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They're standing at the sea. They're about to drown. The water was up to their nose. The Egyptians were coming on the other side. When the Jews prayed, they prayed because they had their back against the wall. They had no way out. It was an utter desperation. How could you say they were following in the ways of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov davened a very comfortable tefillah, shachris, mincha, mariv. How could you compare the desperate pleas of the Jewish people at the water with the every standard pedestrian shachris, mincha, mariv of the avos? From here we see, says Reb Schwab, what the tefillah of what Avraham shachris looked like, what Yitzchak shachris looked like, what Yaakov shachris looked like. They also prayed their regular tefillahs with their back against the wall, recognizing that they're desperate and nobody could help them but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are so confident in so many things in life. We're confident in our health, we're confident in our finances. Do you know how tenuous everything in life is? Our life is dependent on our blood vessels. But our blood vessels are dependent on the good grace of the Almighty that they should function properly. That the blood should flow through without any interruption. So, the regular shachris, mincha, mariv of the avos hakadoshim was with the same desperation as Klal Yisrael when their back was against the wall at the Yam Suf. After this, after the two psukim of salvation, we say three psukim of bitachain. Knowing God is merciful. So he said, very good, he's merciful. But maybe he doesn't have the capability. He's strong. Yeah, but maybe my enemy is getting away with murder. He'll take revenge. He is Tzvakos. Tzvakos means he's the master of hosts, where every detail of creation and every creation has a purpose and a mission. And God could bring salvation, so now we declare our trust in Him. Three psukim of bitachon. Nafshenu chiksal Hashem. Our soul yearns for God. Kiva yismach libeinu. Our heart rejoices in Him. Yichazdecha Hashem aleinu. Kaashar yichanu lach. And after these three psukim of bitachon, we offer two psukim of prayer. We say, Hashem, now that we trust in You, Harenu Hashem chastecha v'yashachati delanu. Show us Your kindness. Bring us Your salvation. Arise, help us, redeem us. And then God responds. Until now, we are praising and talking to Him. Now God responds to us. And God says, you know what? I am the Lord your God, not who took you out of Egypt, who elevated you above Egypt. What does it mean God elevated us above Egypt? Because the truth is, on Rosh Hashanah, we stopped working for the Egyptians, but we didn't leave until Pesach. You know, throughout Chumash, the Jewish people, they're always saying, oh, I remember the good old days in Egypt when we stood by the pot of meat. What are they talking about? We didn't have time to let our bread rise. What is this imaginary barbecue that the Jews are always longingly looking back at? And Reb Schwab says that after, on that Rosh Hashanah, after the Egyptians were smitten with so many makos, so the Jewish people had it easy and they were able to indulge a little bit. And God said, Hasiroisi me seval shichmai, kapav midut avarna. Get your hands off the pot. You think that's why I freed you? So you could eat more in Egypt? I didn't free you so you shouldn't have to work. I freed you so that you should be free from the indulgent society of Mitzrayim. How could God tell us, I am the Lord who brought you up from Egypt? Harchev picha, open your mouth wide, v'amaleo, and I'll give you whatever you want. Okay, God, I want a Tesla. Is God saying that if we ask Him for a Tesla, He's going to give us a Tesla? Hashem says, open your mouth wide, and I'll give you whatever you want. The answer is, you have to know how to read the psukim. I am the Lord who didn't take you out of Egypt. I elevated you above Egypt. It wasn't enough that you're free, but I wanted you to be elevated above the indulgent society of Egypt. I told you, get your hands off the pot. I'm bringing you to Eretz Yisrael so that you should live a life of moderation, not a life of indulgence. If you live in a way that you are elevated above Egypt, then you could open your mouth wide and ask for any spiritual request and I will accede to you. Not a physical request. When a person lives their life transcending the physical draw of this world, they could turn to God and open their mouth wide and ask for any spiritual attainment, and Hashem says, I'll give it to you. And now the Jewish people respond to God, really? Are you going to be so forthcoming to any spiritual requests? Ashrei ha'am shekach aloi, ashrei ha'am shehashem aleikav. Fortunate is such a nation that their God is so beneficent to them in a spiritual nature. And we end off Hoidu with a declaration that I trust in your kindness and my heart will rejoice in your future salvation, and a pledge, Ashira Lashem, I will sing to you, which we fulfill immediately with the song of Mizmar Lasoida that we will discuss next week. Actually, in 2 weeks. Stay tuned for this week's schedule. I'm not around Wednesday either, so I'll let you know whether we'll have Tuesday. I don't think so. I think it will be just Tuesday evening, and I'll see you, Bez Hashem, in the following week.
Good
Shabbos. Okay, good Shabbos, everyone.
Successful trip.
Amen. Thank you very much.
How was Monday?
How was it?
Monday.
Yeah, Monday, yeah.
You know, Rabbi Olva was giving shir
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.